Welcome to the Trichotillomania Help Podcast. I'm your host Monella. I suffered from trichotillomania, and with this podcast I want to give you help and information to overcome trichotillomania. All I want is that you can control your urges to pull and that you become the best version of yourself to reach your full potential. Today we're going to talk about why trichotillomania's pain can be a good thing. Wait, what? Yes, but don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that you're better off having trichotillomania. I know how badly we all want it to stop. We don't want bald areas. We don't want our family, friends, or colleagues to judge us, to see us engage in this behavior, because it might look bad, or we don't want them to see our bald areas. We don't want to feel stuck in this endless circle of hair pulling, because it keeps us away from doing other things that we like or that bring us closer to our goals. But can you see what happened there? All these reasons can become your drive for why you want to manage trichotillomania, for why you want to be able to overcome it. Because you want the negative consequences to stop, right? Think about this. What if it didn't make you bald? What if you could just enjoy the pulling without any physical or even mental consequence? Wouldn't that be nice? To keep feeling your hair without damaging it, without losing it? Well, when there are no bad consequences, chances of effectively managing trichotillomania, where you can prevent or intervene in the pulling behaviors, will become extremely difficult. So what I'm saying is that by this pain factor, the pain of bald areas, the pain of piles of hair on the floor, the pain of hiding yourself and your areas from other people, the pain that it kills your time, steals away your self-esteem and confidence, social isolation, all these things can give you fuel to overcome trichotillomania. Because this is the thing with us humans. Often, change happens when the pain of staying the same is greater than the pain of change. I'm not saying that those who experience the most pain with trichotillomania will have the biggest chance of success. But what I'm saying is that your pain and struggles could actually help you to overcome trichotillomania. For many, the pain of trichotillomania's consequences becomes the driving force for transformation. I personally didn't struggle with visible bald spots, but what became my biggest factors that showed me that I had enough pain and that I wanted to get out of it? The fact that by not being able to control trichotillomania, I felt less in control of my life overall. After all, something which I now know is trichotillomania was controlling me. I felt helpless. I felt like I was not directing my life, but that life was directing me. It killed hours of my time. I felt like a victim and a failure. It hurt my self-esteem and ate away my confidence. Why? Because I kept on disappointing myself by not being able to stop with this what I thought was a stupid thing or bad habit of mine. I kept having relapses when I thought I could handle it on my own. And I could continue rambling about this. But my point here is, can you see how the pain that you experience can be used for your own progress? To be used as fuel and not as something to only suffer from? But wait, aren't we humans wired to seek comfort and avoid pain? Yes, we are. We have a natural aversion to discomfort, and this often leads us to resist change and stay within what we're familiar with. And trichotillomania gives us comfort when we engage in it. It's there to keep us safe, to deal with any kinds of emotions or situations. It works as a pleasurable escape for that moment. But the willingness to do something about it, to change in difficult situations, often arises when we have had enough of it. That's why I love the quote about how change happens when the pain of staying the same is greater than the pain of change. This is also often the case with, for instance, people who are addicted to something. Let's say to alcohol. No matter how much loved ones want that person to stop, help him, or try to motivate and empower him to take the steps to become sober, often all this effort does not work. An addiction is very complex and often extremely difficult to stop with it. But what we know from the biggest changes and breakthroughs from people who were heavily addicted to it is that there once was a turning point in their life, that they had enough of it. I'm not saying that trichotillomania is related to addiction, because it isn't. However, the analogy can be useful. When the pain experienced by the person who is the addict becomes more unbearable than the fear and pain of the change, that's where the willingness is born. It's an internally generated thing. No one can do it for you. Willingness is a self-generated response that you can't install in somebody externally. Until somebody is really willing, you can't compel them to do so. That's why addiction is so battling and painful for loved ones. Again, I know that trichotillomania is not an addiction, but I like to use this example because the willingness to overcome trichotillomania plays a huge role. When all this pain compounds, that you have enough of it, then it can be easier to take the steps you need to be able to manage trichotillomania. Once we're done pulling or fast-forwarding the behavior, then bad things start to happen. It has both physical consequences, like bald spots and damaged hair, as well as emotional turmoil, like shame, guilt, and isolation. When you can really grapple with the negative impact of trichotillomania on your well-being and daily life, then a big desire for change starts to happen. When you truly recognize that trichotillomania's pain is robbing you of your full potential and happiness, of doing the things that you want to do in life. And your time is your most valuable resource. And trichotillomania, it costs time and money even. As often, people spend money on haircuts, wigs, good products, etc. Our hair is important to us, right? It's a big part of our appearance. Maybe based on the title, Why Trichotillomania's Pain Can Be a Good Thing, you may have thought that this was going to be a dark episode. Well, that's not my intention. My goal is to shine a positive light on all the suffering, and to wake you up and show you, make you realize how badly you want to manage it. Because remember that overcoming and managing trichotillomania effectively requires a few things, such as discipline, commitment, and putting in the work. Isn't it easier to stay committed and disciplined with something from which you know and feel that the pain of staying the same, of suffering from trichotillomania, is much greater than the pain of change? And I say the pain of change, as the journey to overcome trichotillomania is not easy. Otherwise, millions of people in the world wouldn't suffer from it anymore. There is a reason why it often becomes a lifelong struggle. In order to change, we need to work on ourselves, on our mindset. We need to work on our lifestyle. We need to reflect, sit down with ourselves, and find out about all our triggers. We need to try different strategies and interventions. We need to keep going till we find something that works for us. There is no clear solution or a few things you must do in order to claim the reward, control of trichotillomania. There is no clear time frame. It is not quote-unquote sexy to overcome trichotillomania. That's why we experience pain in the change for trichotillomania. But what if? What if we look at the pain of change from another perspective? Maybe finding out and creating your unique battle plan to conquer trichotillomania for the rest of your life will be the best thing that will happen to you. Because remember, trichotillomania is a condition, and you will always have a vulnerability for it. But it's a manageable condition, where we can reduce the suffering to an absolute minimum. And what I meant by that, that it's the best thing that will happen to you, is because managing trichotillomania goes hand in hand with a healthier, happier you. My goal for this episode is to send you the message that you can shine a light on your pain, that you can use it as fuel, and that whenever relapses happen, you can use them as opportunities to improve and do better. Why? Because you're willing to take on the pain of change. Because you know that the pain of change is actually not such a pain. It's an adventurous path of self-improvement and self-empowerment. Through self-reflection, mindfulness, and resilience, you not only gain control over trichotillomania, but also foster a positive transformation in any other aspects of your life. So, I'm going to leave you with a question today. What is your pain of staying the same? The pain to keep suffering from trichotillomania? And what's the cost of doing the same things as you did before? The cost of not focusing and taking action on what you can control to beat trichotillomania over and over again? What if you decide to use your pain as fuel and combine this with a focus on what you can control? And if you want to hear more about control and trichotillomania, I highly recommend listening to my episode about this. The journey to overcome trichotillomania is hard, but it's worth it. For more help, take a look at my online course. It just launched and it's being received very positively by the community. There's a link in the show notes. So, that was it for today's episode. If you want to get more help and tips to overcome trichotillomania, then make sure to follow this podcast. If you are looking for a complete toolkit to finally stop pulling your hair, then you can enroll in my program to overcome trichotillomania. Share this podcast with others in the community to help me create awareness and reach more people. I wish you much strength to your journey, and I hope you have an amazing day.